This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Inflation has been a challenge for everybody the past couple of years. Consumers, of course. Businesses, too, though, big and small. Specifically, on the income statement line that reads cost of goods sold. In plainer terms, how long can those small businesses keep passing along rising costs before they really start to alienate their customers? And it's a challenge in particular in specialty retail. Marketplace's Savannah Marr went to the biggest Native American art show in North America.
Every August, Santa Fe Indian Market draws some of the very best Native artists and craftspeople from all over the continent, like John Murray, who's known for his beaded moccasins.
I'm from Rocky Boy, Montana, Chippewa Cree tribe.
Murray lucked out this year with a booth right on Santa Fe's historic plaza where there's plenty of foot traffic. After a day and a half, he's made a couple of big sales.
I did pretty good. I've sold about half my inventory. I have a little bit left for today. Hopefully, I'll sell a little bit more.
Like a small green vest waiting for some very stylish kid to take it home.
The vest took quite a while to do. It's fully beaded on the front and the back. So that's $3,200 with the tie.
And how do you figure out how to price your items, especially once you start having to factor in inflation?
Yeah, see, it's getting harder and harder to factor in that inflation.
Murray says he's paying a lot more for beads and smoked animal hides than he was 2 years ago. Maybe as much as 30% more. But he can only raise prices so many times before his sales start to slow down. A few rows over, another artist, Christy Ruby, is also dealing with higher costs.
Well, when I heard the ammo was going up, you know, I actually bought everything I could probably use for the next 10 years.
Yep, she said ammo. Ruby is Tlingit from Ketchikan, Alaska. She hunts seals and sea otters herself, then tans the furs and sews them into winter wear. Her mittens and scarves seem pretty luxurious to me.
But you can also go shovel your driveway and use it to muck out horse stalls if you want.
She uses a pricing formula that accounts for the rising cost of ammunition and travel and boat fuel.
Cost of goods, cost of materials, cost of time, multiply that times 3.
Which, lately, comes out to around $600 for a sealskin bomber hat. But that equation doesn't take into account the generations of innovation and traditional knowledge that go into just about everything for sale at Indian Market.
It's a collection here of all priceless pieces,
says Elizabeth James Perry, who's a Quinawampanoag from Martha's Vineyard and makes wampum jewelry.
Maybe the outside world hasn't caught on yet, but all of us on the inside know that.
Perry says many of the artists here can't charge what these works of art are truly worth, because their work is marginalized in the world of fine art. She says collectors expect even very high-end Native art to be affordable, and that means Native artists' labor gets undervalued.
If we got paid per hour, it would be like a nickel an hour.
Karen Lynn Hill is Onondaga from New York, and she's showing me a red velvet hat she created.
And what did you land on for that hat?
400.
Just 400.
The hat is stunning, with intricate yellow raised beadwork in the Haudenosaunee tradition. She worked on it for about 6 weeks.
And to tell you the truth, I'd put it at 800 if I thought I could sell it.
Hill has been coming to Indian Market for a decade now. And for her, it's not all about moving inventory. She says it's a chance to rub shoulders with some of the most talented artists in the world, and for her work to be in conversation with theirs.
To me, this is the best of the best. And I'm sitting here.
Hill says if she goes home to New York with a lighter suitcase and her travel costs covered, the trip will have been worth it. In Santa Fe, I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.